While much of Southeast has a summer commercial Dungeness crab season, portions of the region have only been open in the fall and winter. A little over a year ago, the board voted to open a summer fishery in Districts 1 and 2 around the southern end of Prince of Wales Island and Ketchikan. Members of the commercial fishing fleet lobbied for the openings at the board's 2009 meeting in Petersburg, saying it would help spread out the commercial fleet during the summertime and help offset the loss of crab to sea otter predation. Residents of Cassan on the eastern shore of Prince of Wales opposed the commercial fishery, saying they were not able to catch crab for the dinner table once the commercial season opened up. Board of Fish member Mel Morris of Kodiak agreed with concerns about the subsistence harvest.
Reasonable opportunity for subsistence can only be met in our eyes by providing for this closure in District 2 during the summer fishery.
Citing those concerns over subsistence crabbing, the organized village of Cassan unsuccessfully filed suit last year trying to block the commercial fishery. Five commercial crabbers ended up fishing in District 2 last summer, catching 92,000 pounds of crab. That catch was worth about $190,000 on the docks. Southeast's summer season is one of only a few commercial Dungy summertime fisheries on the West Coast, and that can boost the value of the Southeast catch. The Department of Fish and Game opposed the opening of Districts 1 and 2 last year. Staff noted concerns over catching crab with soft shells and less meat during the summertime molting season. Board member Carl Johnstone of Anchorage noted that Fish and Game still had those concerns.
So with all respect, I disagree that the only thrust of this proposal is to allow the amount necessary for subsistence. There's a biological concern that exists and has been expressed by the department on several occasions in publications, reports concerning the soft shell and the other biological concerns in District 1 and 2.
John Stone said he made a mistake last year in voting to open the fishery and said he would also support a closure in District 1 around Ketchikan. When the board opened the fishery last year, it put in a 3-year sunset clause, forcing them to revisit the issue in 2012. Board Chair Vince Webster of King Salmon noted they would be revisiting the District 1 waters around Ketchikan in 2012 and said he would support this particular proposal focusing on District 2 this time around. However, Webster clarified he was not supporting the change because of any biological concern over handling of soft shell crab.
As the department relayed to the board at that meeting, that there was no data that showed additional loss due to soft shells, and I agree there's no data right now that shows there's any additional loss to soft shells. So for a biological reason, that's why I voted to support this early season, mainly because the fisheries at that time, they wanted to get these fish on the market early because early fish are worth more money. They felt. And I think there's still some merit to that argument.
Region-wide, Dungeness harvests have been high in the past decade, even setting a harvest record of over 7.3 million pounds during the 2002-2003 season. Board member John Jensen of Petersburg sat out the vote this month due to a conflict of interest. The change was approved by a vote of 5-0, with board member Janet Woods of Fairbanks not present at the meeting. The change means that portions of District 2 will revert back to a fall-winter-only season for the commercial fleet, starting up in October and running through February. In Petersburg, I'm Joe Vicnicki.